Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing at Felician Village, joining us again. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Jim.
Well, Barb, we're going to talk today about how to handle differing opinions between siblings when it comes to mom or dad's care. And this is really important because anything that we can take the stress off mom and dad is a good thing.
Right, right. And, you know, it's difficult enough when you see your mom or dad starting to need care. But then when a sibling is on a different page than everyone else, it definitely causes some interesting family dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, busy schedules, financial disagreements, denial of a parent's deteriorating health, and unresolved childhood rivalries all add to this tension. Then when a sibling lives out of town and another does the majority of the caregiving, there's really a recipe for disagreement.
Yeah, I like how you put that, too, family dynamics. So, Barb,
mm-hmm.
how about some hints on how we can eliminate, well, maybe even just lessen the stressful situations?
Well, and I have some hints for you. So, number one, I would suggest that the person who is sort of leading this situation create an objective list of what is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Is a parent no longer safe doing personal care activities such as showering, bathing, grooming? What about household tasks? Who's really doing the grocery shopping, preparing the meals, cleaning, doing the laundry, paying the bills? Or are there any tasks that your parents might still be doing for themselves, but you can see they're really struggling with? Number two, I would have a family meeting with everyone present, or at least virtually present. Create an agenda, and then refer to the list that you created earlier, in that objective list that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Agree at the start that you all have the same goal, and that's ensuring that your parent receives the care they need, that they're safe, and that they can live the best life possible.
Sure.
One item to also have on your agenda should be to split up the responsibilities of researching senior living and or home care options. Divide that list between the siblings so everyone can help call, visit in person or virtually, review websites and Facebook pages, and then share that information.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the thing that really needs to happen in cases like this is all the siblings need to be communicating. Now, technology has made this even easier than ever before. Maybe a group email update to one another about changes you notice in your parent or what their doctor is seeing at an appointment. That helps to keep everyone up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And then using a video tool such as FaceTime or Zoom or any of the other tools that are out there helps keep everyone on the same page.
And Barb, one of the most important things is you really want to keep in mind what your parents want.
Well, most definitely, Jim. You know, some people don't want to be a burden for their children, while others really truly don't realize how much their children are doing to keep them in their own home. It's always better to have a proactive plan in place rather than being reactive in a time of crisis. So if someone is interested in a free in-home consultation to help determine if your parent or a loved one is safe living in their own home or maybe even has enough social stimulation, they can call Felician Village's Director of Assisted Living, who is Lisa Voda. And her phone number is 684-7171, extension 411. Or check us out on our website, which is FelicianVillage.org.
Great advice today, Barb. This is wonderful to cut down on the family dynamics, if you will, and keep your parents' best interests in mind. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.